from Hits 939's Bryce and Trace.
I came across an article the other night on the internet where they were talking about the most interesting jobs that people could have.
That would have to be ours, wouldn't it?
Well, I thought we could have been on the list. We didn't even feature, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
But a cab driver was the number one most interesting job to have.
I can see why.
Yeah, well, think about it. The life of a cabbie would be a lush life. You'd meet a lot of interesting people, don't you think?
Yeah, especially after way too many drinks.
Now, this is the thing. You hear a lot of stories in a cab. Imagine being a cabbie. Some of the stories you'd hear, I'd imagine you would have spun a story or two here and there.
Oh, yeah, especially when you're away and they don't know who you are. You spin them that, you know, give them a bit of a story.
Nathan, thanks for the call. You're an ex-cabbie, were you?
G'day, guys. Yeah, no, look, I got out of it because there was just too many randoms. and I tell you, the one that took the cake is it was probably 18 months ago, 2 years ago, Saturday night, you know, busy night for cabbies, you know. So, yeah, down there at the rank near the plaza, it was all happening. Bloke gets in a cab. I didn't realise that we'd been going for about 5 minutes. The guy's soaking wet. Like, completely head-to-toe soaking wet. Like, he's squatting around in the back of my cab like a wet dog. And I've basically, as you would expect, have turned and gone, champ, what's going on there? Basically, what he's explained to me is that this is his story. To be fair, the bloke's had about 7,000 black rats. I'm not sure his story checks out. He's saying that a spider got into the cab of his car. He freaked out so much, and he drove his car into the water hazard on the golf club that's right behind the big shopping centre there.
Yeah.
I reckon chances are the water hazard bit's right, the driving bit's right, but I reckon Johnny Walker might have had a little bit more to do with it rather than arachnophobia.
Couldn't hold on anymore.
Yeah. And the fact that he had a flag sticking out of his shirt made the golf part accurate as well.
Oh, thanks for the call, Nathan.
No worries, guys. Have a great day.
Hey, Michael, thanks for the call. Are you an ex-cabbie as well, are you?
Man, I absolutely am. I used to drive some cabs around a few years ago.
Okay, I'm sure you've got some cracker stories. Which one stands out for you?
Well, probably the one that really stands out for me. And I don't want to say, because I may have actually known one of the guys, but I didn't want to tell him that. He brought home a lady friend from being out one night at the clubs.
Yep.
And, they kind of got a bit adult in the back seat.
Oh, a bit of adult cuddles in the back seat.
Lots of adult cuddles.
Was the back window fogged up and you have no demister?
Well,
was it that bad?
It was pretty bad.
And what do you do in that situation? You know that's happening in the back seat.
I have never gone so fast to get to a destination in my life. Usually cabbies are like, you know, take it easy, but you know, we got there as quick as possible because I did not want to have to deal with that.
Pardon the pun, but you didn't take the scenic route home, did you?
No. Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.